Okay, good morning, everybody. I have 2 points for you from the OHR today. The High Representative today expressed his hope that today's ceremony on the 11th anniversary of the Srebrenica massacre will provide a measure of comfort for friends and family of those being buried, and that lessons will be learned from what happened at Srebrenica. He said, "The grief will not diminish and the victims will never be forgotten. But it is our duty to those who were murdered to ensure that lessons are learned from this tragedy." The High Representative expressed satisfaction that the Council of Ministers has designated the 11th of July a day of mourning throughout Bosnia and Herzegovina, and said that he would like to see Bosnia and Herzegovina's institutions build on this decision. "This is important," Mr. Schwarz-Schilling said, adding that he hopes that this country's institutions will decide one day soon to set aside a single day every year to honour the memory of both the victims of Srebrenica and all citizens of Bosnia and Herzegovina who have lost their lives. In his statement, the High Representative explains how even 11 years on, it is still impossible to comprehend fully what happened at Srebrenica. Mr. Schwarz-Schilling said, and I quote, "Every time I think of Srebrenica, I have to ask myself what more we could and should have done, and what more I could and should have done to prevent the slaughter in what was, after all, a UN-declared safe haven. We failed the victims of this genocide in life, and we will fail them in death unless we ensure that the remains of each and every one of them are buried with dignity, and that the perpetrators, each and every one of them, are brought to justice." This statement should be available to you after the press conference. My second point today is related to the OHR's transition, and I would like to draw your attention to an article by the High Representative which was published in the Balkan Investigative Reporting Network, by the Balkan Investigative Reporting Network on the 7th of July. In the article, the High Representative explains in detail the thinking behind the Peace Implementation Council's decision to close the OHR at the end of June next year, and discusses some of the issues connected to this decision. And you can find the article itself on the BIRN website. The High Representative in this article stresses, amongst other things, that it is time for Bosnia and Herzegovina to move beyond peace implementation towards Euro-Atlantic integration. That this new phase represents a progression, not a change of direction. The closure of the OHR does not mean the international community is withdrawing from Bosnia and Herzegovina. It will remain fully involved, with a reinforced engagement by the EU through the stabilisation association process, through the work of an expanded EU Special Representative's Office, and through the continued presence of EUFOR, the EU Police Mission, NATO, and other international actors. The High Representative also says that now there is a clear time frame within which the leaders of Bosnia and Herzegovina must take decisive steps to rationalise and consolidate the country's institutions, ensure its economic viability, and take it further along the path of Euro-Atlantic integration. And the opinion and the option, rather, of waiting for the OHR to close before sabotaging the peace process does not exist. And that's all I have for you today. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. I've just got one thing for you today. In the last week, EUFOR has worked to uncover a large quantities of ammunition and weaponry that is still being held in homes and hidden in the countryside. All the task force continue to carry out op harvests in the local communities. These operations give the population an opportunity to hand in ammunition and small arms to EUFOR for safe disposal. These operations continue to prove fruitful, and in one house last week, Multinational Task Force Northwest uncovered one medium machine gun, one rocket launcher, two AK-47 magazines loaded, two hand grenades, two other grenades, one mine, two rifle launch grenades, 200 grams of TNT, and approximately 250 rounds of ammunition. UFOR conducts these operations closely with the local authorities and the EUPM, and the growing role of the local authorities in these operations is another indication of their willingness to take responsibility for the safety of all people in BIH. Last week, UFOR also uncovered a large cache of ammunition in the multinational task force South East area in Misavina. The ammunition was found in a hole in the woods after a tip-off from a local resident. The ammunition consisted of numerous mortar shells and a large amount of anti-personnel and anti-tank mines, enough to fill a large truck, about a ton. The ammunition was removed and will be safely destroyed in the near future. These finds demonstrate that weapons and ammunition are still being hidden and stored in this country. As part of the UFOR mandate to provide a safe and secure environment for BIH citizens to live in, UFOR will continue to carry out its harvest operations and will also act on any intelligence that may lead to the recovery of hidden weapon caches. That's everything. Thank you.
Jedna za tebe, ovo jedna za Karen. Ovo je samo kratko, je li ovo visoki predstavnik otišao u Srebrenicu?
Nije, on, kao što je već ranije najavljeno, nije u državi.
Nije
u Bosni?
Nije. During previous events in Srebrenica, security issue was always very high. And is the situation similar now? Are you engaged in security operations surrounding Srebrenica today?
Well, we are engaged. We've got local people there from UFOR, and also COM is visiting. Major General Chiarini is actually there today as well. So the security is there from UFOR. We're trying not to make it quite as high visibility, but we are involved along with the local authorities as well.
What is your judgment? Is security situation Srebrenica in Srebrenica today regular or...?
It's slightly higher today, obviously, but not significantly.